The Headline Challenge. BBC Tees.
And here he is, head of the Northern Echo, the Baron himself, Peter Barron. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ali. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, but better than the duck that's part of the story this morning.
Yeah, he's
not very
well.
I feel a bit sorry for Desmond.
I know, it's a shame.
Your story is?
Well, it's from Somerset, the village of Compton Martin, where Desmond the Duck was a local celebrity. He chases off other drakes who are showing an interest in his girlfriend.
He doesn't
like it. Anyway, became a bit of a celebrity, but sadly he's been eaten by a fox. And the villagers are holding a wake in his memory. There's going to be a flag flying at half-mast from the local church, and all the mourners are gathering for a drink at the village pub in his honour.
Your headline to go, the story is of the demise of Desmond.
What'll we do without you?
What'll we do without you? We can see exactly what you've done, Peter.
Thank you.
However, Sarah from the breakfast team, refresh that screen. It looks brilliant. Somebody's suggestions.
Yes, loads today. Thank you, everybody, for sending them in. Lee sent two in. I quite like Lee's. Rest in peas. It's very good. And Lee says... Hoist in heaven now. Hoist in heaven now. Paul says a funeral bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Nigel says Bill Withers.
He's not now.
Michael says not Rake's progress, but Drake's progress. Alan says ducking and dying. Richard says quack, quack, quacking on heaven's door.
That's good.
Right.
There you go. And
very good, Sarah. Do it again. doesn't sound much different to what you normally tell me.
Thank you. But the one we're going with is from Tracy. Are you ready?
Yes.
Life's not all it was quacked up to be.
Life is not all it's quacked up to be. What'll we do without you, Northern Echo? Kerry, the arbiter of all things fair. Where's the points today?
I like the echoes today.
Thank you.